Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome back into the Devil Radio Studios here, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Welcome to the Solidarity Realty Studios, right on University Avenue in Madison, Wisconsin. We have a big show today, so we're not going to waste much time getting into that. Although, again, we do want to thank our sponsor of the program, Sue Peck of Evolution Financial. Again, you can find out a bunch more about her at evolutionfinplan.com. And remember, if you're interested in helping tell more stories about local organizations, nonprofits, businesses who are making impacts right here in our community, you can hop on board and become a sponsor as well. Just reach out to us here at devilradio927.com, and we're happy to get you involved in supporting this program and the station. So today's guests, we've got a big lineup, but we start off with some people in-house. We don't have a lot of in-house guests here these days, so we're glad to have Jasmine and Sabrina from the Progress Center for Black Women here in the Devil Radio studios. How are you two ladies today?
Doing good.
Good to have you here, first off, and really nice to talk to you about your organization and the impact it's making. Now, there's an origin story here and a history that I think is really important to tell, so please give our audience the backstory.
Yeah, so in short, the Progress Center, the word progress really just stems from an old school nickname my dad gave me when I was a kid before his passing. And so I always purposely use the word progress in my work going forward. So in short, I worked for Madison College for about 10 to 12 years, absolutely loved it. But the last couple of years there, I started taking national speaking engagements. And when I would come back to Madison, I wasn't seeing a lot of Black women in the room. I was being booked to speak to folks here in town. So I got really fed up with it. I got tired of it. I ended up quitting my job March 2016, put on my first sold out Black Women's Leadership Conference about 2 months later, built expos. But then that itch, I'm traveling the country, I'm staying in mostly Black co-working spaces when I'm outside of Wisconsin. But I would come back to Madison, and the only co-working space I had was really a space that primarily served young white men in tech. Now, if you know lots of young white men in tech, that's not the vibe that I was really going for, but I love them dearly. So I was like, you know what, I gotta open up a space for Black women that centers Black women, that caters to Black women, that help Black women hit their goals around entrepreneurship, financial health, and professional development. That's really the story. Quit the job to go work for Black women.
Love it. It's such a needed piece in our community. You putting that spotlight on it, pushing it forward, progress, just like you talk about. Jasmine, how did you get involved?
So I knew Sabrina a few years back when I attended the Black Women's Leadership Conference in 2019. At the time, I was working in a credit union and absolutely loved that as well, but I definitely wanted to transition into entrepreneurship. So that conference definitely motivated me to start my entrepreneurship journey as well. After that, a few years went past, the pandemic happened, and I was definitely looking to getting into something else. And I had started my own candle business. So I vended at the Juneteenth celebration in 2020. And I decided to sit down with Sabrina because I noticed that she was looking to hire someone as admin into her center. So I reached out to her, sent my resume. We sat down, and she said that she had another position in mind for me, which would kind of tie into me being an entrepreneur myself. So that's how I got hired into the center.
Yeah, look, she's not telling the whole vibe. Listen, I was like, listen, I want to try, because I'm a tester. As the entrepreneur, you know, we test things out first for the most part. So I want to test this idea about hiring a creative entrepreneurial opportunities. And that's really when I saw and we met. I'm like, that's great. She's thinking about admin, but she's an entrepreneur. I need to hire an entrepreneur. Because, you know, as an entrepreneur, you want to hire someone who understands like that grind culture that entrepreneurs really live in 24/7.
And that's your role, right? Jasmine is the manager of entrepreneurial opportunities. What does that mean? And what are you working on to try to help the community, help Black women in the community?
Yeah, so basically my day-to-day role involves connecting with entrepreneurs in a one-on-one environment where I'm listening to them, finding out what their entrepreneurial needs are, how we can assist them and serve them. So, for example, we'll sit down with an entrepreneur and we'll find out, hey, you know, they need some funding for their business, or they need to work on some marketing skills, or they need to take some type of training in accounting. So we'll reach out to different resources that we're partnered with. For example, Michelle over at SBDC, shout out to her. Also, a couple people from the city of Madison will connect them to them as well. And then after working with the entrepreneurs, I definitely try to keep up with them, check in with them and see how things are going, how we can continue to support them and assist them. I do also plan different networking events for the center so that they can co-mingle in with other entrepreneurs in the community. And then I have been working on a program called Focus. So we just launched that on April 24th. The launch was a success. It went really well. It was really good energy in the room. But basically, Focus entails targeting Black entrepreneurs and getting them the help they need as far as around marketing, building their websites, some wellness pieces that will tie in, because we do also care about them as an entrepreneur as well. So we do also want to include some wellness pieces into that, and lots of different resources that they'll get through going through that program.
Yeah, and I do want to throw out there that Jasmine did the bulk of the work to survey them, to interview them, and get us to the point where we know exactly what we need in order to get our first cohort up and running by the end of June.
Wow, that's fantastic. Amazing what you're doing. Sabrina, when you started this, did you envision where it is today?
To be honest, I did, because I really do. Once I learned what a visionary was and what folks were referring to me as a visionary, I always saw myself in a space, especially after I quit my job, where I was surrounded by Black women most of the day, where I'm seeing them in the press, I'm seeing them open their own stores, I'm seeing them quit their own jobs. And we have tons of examples that we could give you. We would need like a couple of your shows to give you all of the examples that we have. But I'm seeing the Black women and Black men that we work with in the news. I'm seeing them open their own stores. I'm seeing their Kiva loans funded. So everything that I envisioned when I wanted to open up a physical space to center us, I'm seeing happen day to day.
And you recently moved too, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we, again, I'm a tester. I like to test out my ideas. So I started in an 800 square foot space over at the lower level of a building over in Fitchburg. Dope space. I hired Black designers to come up from Milwaukee to put it together. Community loved it. And we initially wanted to come downtown, but you know, pre-pandemic, I was not trying to pay pre-pandemic rent prices. So I was like, I'm just gonna stay in my little affordable 800 foot square foot space. And it allowed me to test all the program ideas and engagement activities that I had in mind. The building was sold, and I was like, okay, here's an opportunity to kind of look again while we're in the pandemic to see what's available downtown. So I was able, thanks to the city of Madison and partnering with their real estate person, to help me search, because I don't know, those search listings are a mess. So if someone's listening, it's hard to find what you're looking for if you're not like in real estate. So thankfully, there are people in the community that will help us out. But in short, together we found this 1,400 square foot space at 30 West Mifflin Street. So we are literally at the top of the square where Ian's is our neighbor to the right, but the Capitol is our front door, like our porch, basically. So our space is beautiful. We hired the same designers. When people come into our space, we get things like, hey, it's so beautiful, it's so calming, it's so warm. Some of the young people refer to our space as a penthouse. And I'm like, I don't think they've been to a penthouse before. But if they love it, they think it's a penthouse, it's your penthouse.
We're talking with Sabrina Madison and Jasmine Appleton over at the Progress Center for Black Women, a Dane by Local member. We're happy to have them on the program today. The website is centerforblackwomen.org. And the space you mentioned, I mean, it's just, you have some great photos online. People can check it out. Are you taking visitors? Can people come in? How does that work?
Yeah. So we always say, give us a call, because of course we live in a world and we work with kind of women who sometimes are in crisis. So we may need to leave the space in order to go deal with one of those issues, or we're working remotely, because I mean, this gas prices are high and I want to keep our budgets low. And so we may, you know, do a remote day or two to sort of like balance out how much we're spending to drive downtown. But in short, you can come by the space or give us a call in advance. We schedule tons of one-on-ones. We We always have a student group coming by. We just had some kids from Capitol High from MMSD. Just had a beautiful group of girls from Sun Prairie. So you're welcome to come by. We encourage you to come by because at the end of the day, I created the space because I knew Black women especially needed this calming space in their life. So regardless if you have an appointment or not, just come on through and kick it, literally.
Jasmine, on the your front with entrepreneurship and the opportunities, what are some of the things currently you're working on advancing through the Progress Center?
So really our main focus has just been, since the launch of Focus, just getting that rolled out, as far as picking our first cohort members, interviewing them, seeing what their needs are and if they fit the program. In addition to that, I do a weekly newsletter called Entrepreneurs, and I send that out to our entrepreneur network every week, just to give them some resources that they can take a look at, any events that are coming up that they can go and network, whether it be with us or a different local event. I include entrepreneur highlights because we definitely want to highlight our entrepreneurs and show them that they are important. We see their progress and we see their success. So I do make sure to include them as well in the newsletter. And then just any other like current grants that are out that they can apply for and stuff like that. So really just connecting with the entrepreneurs one-on-one, getting Focus rolled out. I'm definitely excited to see how that goes so we can continue to improve it.
I got to interrupt to say, because yep. Jasmine's not going to, it seems like she's not a toot your own horn kind of person. But I do got to say, like, her networking events are really, really dope. The first one in October was great. She's taken a group of folks, including entrepreneurs, to a comedy show tonight. So, you know, they get to have some more time together. And then I hear so much positive feedback, even just about her entrepreneurs newsletter, from people getting granted for grants that they found in her newsletter to them finding resources that they didn't know about. So if you're listening, you should definitely be hitting up Jasmine to get on her entrepreneurs. It's like this special thing that goes out every week. And I don't even know, like when she sends it to me to okay it, I'm like, oh, I didn't even know about this stuff. So like, how are you finding this stuff? So she is hooking them up like big time.
We'll be back here in a minute. More with Sabrina Madison and Jasmine Appleton of the Progress Center for Black Women. Be back here on The Big Show in just a couple minutes.
Yeah, thinking of the troubles of today. Is it easier to put that gun away? Or is it difficult to stop the world and show that you care? Everything and everyone we know is beautiful. Surely you will be the guiding light to save us all. Maybe.